Sembarisho, Kanji Sembaricho, Chirimbane, and Jusimbe, Chevalan, Jubi, Shun, the Nisho, Archevala, Tela, Leo Chu, even on Leo Shiba, Payuch, Leore, that Delaya, that Ringi, that Payuch, so that's all Panja Numona Sani Payuch, so Delani, Numogi, Nimi, Shebata, Tina Shinchen, that Numon Pomala, Tini, Kashi, Chegozur. Nyomok repongu yeme o disum shegura dina ni ta tambo nyomok nyimi sinyende ta ni ma shegure ta nyomok nyimi sinyende ta so nyomok se yade ni decha shedon kondo ngaja ani timu se yanda wata du sum du nga se dine nyomok mabu yara ta du tsama ke nyimi kare yore se na ani dine ki nyomok du tsama ke ta kani chik la chen da ani penpo chenpo ina yanda ta woni me ni Jobok reinenda, Kandar chick mintome sunda inea, that manchua, and in Numongita, Yona Shinchene, Romeva, and the legend in that Numong on the shorne, that Kandar give a domato at the Chagures, or that this is Hama Kandar, and Numogi, and Nimires and the Shesona. The injured that she's in budget, that the Rima Karishivers and a song also that Karsanani. Numoki nimi de so karishi or senata, rom eva. Rom condemneva senata, soso geni, devan dugure, dungam indebare, inaya, and in devan devana shinchineta, diviki jutuyala, and rom eva. Dungam indebana shinta, dungagi, jupangura, di ponyalani, rom eva. That digi, numondiki shondo, kaduinea, and in shallowres. O that is samata, numok nimiris, or dinishivere.
So listen with the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking, may I lead all sentient beings, my parents, to the state of complete enlightenment, of freedom from all suffering. So the text we're studying is the Bodhicayavatara. It is presented in 10 chapters. We're now in the 4th chapter, the chapter on carefulness. In this chapter on carefulness, then we come to the point of carefulness, or to develop carefulness by thinking of negative emotions. And so in that way, then there's different aspects that are presenting in this reflection on the negative emotions. And first is the defects or the shortcomings of negative emotions. The second is how to put up with the hardship involved in abandoning negative emotions, and how those emotional defilements are to be abandoned. Thirdly, so we're still in the first section, the presentation of the shortcomings of the negative emotions. And it's been said last time that we saw that how actually we are all under the power of negative emotions, whether it be like high lamas or important people or down to the lowest kind of person, then everybody is under the influence of negative emotions. And so that is something that we need to abandon. How are we under the influence of negative emotions? How are we the kind of the servant to negative emotions? How do we always do what negative emotions want us to do? Is if we look, what we want is to be happy, and what we do not want is suffering. Yet, we always do what negative emotions tell us to do, which is what brings more suffering, and we do not do what would bring about happiness, which is to abandon negative emotions. We are not able to abandon negative emotions. In that sense, we are under the kind of the influence, under the control of negative emotions. We do whatever tell us to do, and even though we want happiness, we just do what creates suffering. And we do not do what would bring us happiness, that is to abandon negative emotions. So that is what is explained here.
That also, ni so that two somebody ni rawa meva chigores, rawa meva that train ashin chini, yobu ashin chini da kadu ine ani rawa meva chigores chingda that khande chigores na pe na maso dechan rawa ina ani. Sosoge nyekurna nyenda shingda nyekurna nyenda sidi ani pajo mi shinda ge sosole tsu teba mambu jaya da dina shinchine sosoge ni nyenda keda chimbu raya Tega nang shing ta so so long shu chenpo la, o dinde la pe gago che, ani dila ndoba shu chenpo, dila ndocha shu chenpo yeba ina, te kare che warasana nyinsen kundu ta dindegi chik tan nyenra toya da, ani long shu chenpo chaya ki che do, ta nyimu kuya, o dinde chene shu chenpo cha warasana. Ta dhuz tsama zo ndocha ki ani shu la teni, ani long shu la cha ba, tena shing tan nyenra la cha ba, ani to gosa la cha ba, shing da, maangan che she ta, diso ki che do, ani chik, rāna āni pē nyendrā chēmbu tōyā tāng, tēgā nāshī gōne chēmbu tōyā, āni lōngshē pē chūpū chāyā gī chēdō. Tā tēsā tsāma nā shū chēmbu chāpa chēnō tē tēne, nīnsēn kūntō nīm kōyā tēne chēne. Āni dīgē tōshē chēne tā jīk lēlā, āni shū rōng tā tēne tā tē kārē chā gōrēs nā, tō dēshā kī yō chānō gōrēs. Āni shēdō yō kārē chānō gōrēs nā tā, jīk sōsō nī yā, jīk jāgā tōpa tāng, shēn pā pāyā gī chēdō tā, rāng sōyā. Le tang ni dini ba mi shen dan nyandu dan chupa jani. O dini che gora, di tsama zo shedong ki yo. Shedong shuk jimbo chi cha lo di dini chik pa jo ki mi di meba soya la rangi so ren ya minzi ni da chik ma chuk dini langu yara. O dini lawa che suwa na shedong yo cha lo gora isi. Ta di ko zo ndo cha da shedong di zo ki ani chik jabo ki chik ma ka nawa na shin che ne. Dini chik dini chik shuk jimbo chi cha go di ani digi kare cheba de tsama ta rōme ba dhene dhugu yuris. Ta dhene timu dhava sana tōngsōngay na ngānsu ane chi gedi ki lāndur ane cheya la pe tsere ne dhene dhele chi kalyan dhava kha ne dhene chi gyawa dhruya dhan dhiba panya la ane jung matu ba dhene chi chanukunda o de tso da timu ge ane mōmbi hongi ta dhe shonukura dhe indi timu kongta chanukunda o jumsen dhene dhe ta nyumon dhocha shedong timu sombo dhige ngānsu rōme ba ane chik yobo na shi chi ne da lela, ane kogu yoresi. Da di lela kor suwa ina tama karicha yoresi na, ane chiwa ndila ina ya ta ngan so chik pe na mi kashi ki, chik pe sozu chibu chaya ki che do pe nyanra chenpo ta, ane na shi longcho chenpo, ane chik zoya la toshi mabu che gore di ina ya, di ane dambo longcho chenpo soya la pe kanga yore, ane kasik longcho chenpo chaba ina ya, ane chibu yomare karisi na, ane pe na sozu la ane gomu chik tri chik zi yoba ina, ane di chik shasa tenpo meba ina ni, ane chilo londo di, ta di lagri ten dunga yore, nyande ki dewa ina ni, ane yaan chik di chik kia laya kali yora, o dine rabu chine kanda chik tambo mebi koso ane chik di tsondo yoke dunga, di tsowe yoke dunga yore, yoye tsa di ta di sunya la dunga mamudawa. O dine rabu chine kanda tsendala ya dunga yungu yore, ane chewa chema la ta di soge chik dunga di ya ta ngensong songi nesu la, anza dunga mambu shegu da. O dine chidi ta kandar tama karecha warisa na, ane to sumbo dike, ane rong meba chik cheno de tse dan de na, ane chima nincha la, ane dunga chimbo, o dine chik sogo resi.
So the three poisons, or the five poisons, such as desire, aversion, jealousy, ignorance, pride, or the six negative emotions, however you count them, those keep us under like slaves under their power. And if we look, for example, those who kind of have desire, for whom desire is strong, then they would for the sake of praise or of fame or of money, they would do all sorts of things, do a lot of effort at night, won't be able to sleep thinking of all the efforts, all the things they need to do in order to get what they want to get. And so in this way do all sorts of things, and that is due to when falling under the power of desire, due to desire, because of desire, then they do all these things. In terms of aversion, then when people have aversion, then they start waging wars and fighting others, and even looking at their life and just start fighting with others and in order to overcome them, and do also in this way due to aversion accomplish a lot of negative actions. And ignorance, because of ignorance, then we do not really engage with what is positive and what is negative, although we know what is to be adopted, what is to be rejected. There's a kind of not wanting to kind of engage with that, not being able to really kind of do what we need to do, adopt what we need to adopt, and abandon what we need to abandon. So In this way, we see that those three poisons, the desire, attachment, and aversion, and ignorance, then keep us like slaves, and we do all these things so for the sake of money, or of fame, or of praise. Then we do, so on account of desire, then we do all these things, all those negative actions, without even sometimes the possibility. They don't even let us sleeping at night. We are not even able to sleep because we just think all the time of how to do these things. When we think of, even if we manage to get those things, for example, if we want to be rich, we want, if let's say we manage to get 10,000 euros and we have, we manage to get quite a lot of money, then once we have it, then we have all these worries associated with owning such an amount of money. And so that when we go out, then we fear that maybe someone would come and steal whatever we have. Or so it is. There's all the suffering associated with keeping it. So in order to accumulate that already, first in the first place, to make that much money, that it was... we need to go through quite a lot of difficulties. That is not easy. They don't just manifest just like that. And so we have to make a lot of effort in order to get them. And once we get them, then we have the suffering associated with keeping them, and all the worries and suffering associated with this. So also it's not a solution. So in wanting possessions, in wanting fame or praise, then we accumulate all these negative actions, and we just under the power of desire, or we fall under the power of aversion and fighting others and wanting to overcome others, and sometimes even at the cost of our own lives, or under the power of ignorance. We don't know what we need to do, or to adopt what we need to adopt, and reject what we need to reject. So that is the how we are actually slave under the power of the negative emotions.
Azo tandan dene sheba na shin chin ne. Gandar ta mi ma cha she ge su de su inan da mi ma cha she pa ja ju ta ro su de su inan ya. De chi de ge re ine ya de chi ki tsa wa de da kare yi mi ngo ma she ne. En chi de chi ra la tho ya ge che do ani so du ma mo che go re le ga ma mo che go re ine ya ta de ge de wa tho ya pa sha sho ni du nga che re che ro go ra. ते जुन्से करे छगोर सने ते देजिक चावा दे ने ngo machine ande dejik chawa de ngo machine de ta kare chegor sene ma chawa gi dejik chawa de ta chiro ngo bi gi ten do longje da tinan shi ta nyen da la so ba tho da ko sa a din de ma mo shi la chi dejik chawa de ni chi ngo zun che ne ni de la chi so du ma mo che u de ti ni dik ka se de lam be chen ka se shu chim bo che che ba ina de ga chi ni du nga che re che rong da pena soso la ni longje la chaba shu chim bo che ba ina An di tambo chik raya la lega mambo che gore, dunga mambo yore, di ratsavi jeso ta di sunya la, pe dunga mambo yore, ta kasik di laba yina, ani diyan labi ki dunga, pe shuchimbo yore, kasik lonjo di lo, ani deba shuchimbo, chaba shuchimbo meba yina, an di chik raha la tondo ki dunga shuchimbo yomare, tiga nan shingi kasik yoba di chik tula shuwa yina ya, tiga chik dunga chimbo yongi yomare. ता करे छे गोरे सने मंजो लोंजे कासे देची की चवा दे ना सेन रा ले गोरे अनि देया छेला त थुंग द जुनसे करे सने गा सोगे अनि जि चिरोंगु बि तें दला त फा देबा छु छिम बो मानो वा जे ना सेन गे तें अनि चंबा द हिंजे अनि सुद सुल इन गोंबा इन अनि रायां चिबा शेनयां चिबा सेंदेलायां चिबा अनि जवा छिमानाया अनि चिबा ओ दिने योंग द त द छामा सोसोगे अनि जि Chirongwebe ki ten la deshi ki tsawa de ndu mendo ani chik longchon rawa chik la pe mbechen chene de la ching deba shu chenpo chik ani chik taje che songe na ani rinbeishi nungan zo hako gara chik tangbo gomo mbom chik se soya la kale yore kasi mbom chik se yaba ina ta de chik sunya da ani de chik tocha goja lawa ina dunga dine yung da ta diso la ching deba de tis nyuru nyuru tangwa ina ko digi dunga de ya yungmunda. Odi nan shin chine da, jik maa chao ge dine deshi siya de rana neba che dine pachok me de meba so shao ina, ane rana jik jibo yungur trene dine pa maa jine shen de tsama meba so yala toshe che gore de ina ya, ane tama jik lando maju na sozo so yang sho nongda. Ane inga dine doa, dizu tsama da zo kare chao gore sana, ane jik deshi ge jik toshen rao nega che gore de ina ya, ane de toshe de che dong hama gore. Tāngā tsō chīk sēngi tēnā tsō, anī sāma tāngā nē, tēnā chīk chīrō ngū bī kī tēnā tā chīk bē tū sōmbō tē, anī shū chī mō mā shō wā chē nē, tēnā tē yīs chīk chāmbā tā nī chīk kōng shō wā yī nā, tē kā rāng kō dē chīk dē rāng shīng kē, rāng shū kū yōng dā. O tā tē tsō kā rī tū wā rī sā ngā tsō tāndā tū sōng kē, anī yō nā shīng chē nē, trē nā shīng chē nē, shō rī sōng wā yī nā, anī tsēn dē shī nī kā lā tā dūngā yōng wā rī sā. Kasi dīk wā tō mā shuwa chē nē, rāng kī sēng kī tō nē tsō nē, tēs chīk chāmbā tā nhīn chē kī tō lā nē, sāng kō wā yī nā, nyō mō tū sōng kī yē tā chīk yō nā shīn chē nē, tēs chīk mā shā yā tō shē, dīk wā tō mī shuwa yā tō shē chē nē, chāmbā tā nhīn chē kwa shā wā yī nā, tsēn tē shī nī kā lā tā, tēs chīk dē wā tā nā, chī bō tā nē yōng wē rā sā. O dēn dē tā tsō dē kārī chā wā rā sā nā ngā tsō, mī mā chē shuwa, anī dē wā tū yō sē nē, tū sōng kō wā tō shō nē, अनि दुङा छेरु 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 नने अनि चिबो मेबा चेन दनि तने जि आ खाइने या न जि न्योरा तिले थ्वेन दनि तने अनि तिले युङ दा त छो दु सुङगे नि आ रोम मेबा अनि दिग यो यो ना छिन छिन दा दिग ट्रेन कोर छदि ओ दिने युङ वेरस त दिग ओ दो माशो या के न थोशे तंदा ना छिन छिन ने अनि देची कि चवा दे ता छिरोल छिरोल मेबा ना सिंग कि तें दु येबा ओ दे हा को गोरस
So basically people want to be happy, to have well-being and to enjoy, but what they do the things that cause suffering and do not bring happiness, because of not knowing the kind of the root of happiness, where happiness comes from. And so all the things that, even if you take someone who's really, you know, earnestly making every effort in order to reach to that goal of being happy, of well-being, or protecting his family, of warding off his friends, and all that, in this way, just accumulates more and more negative actions, and therefore accumulates more and more suffering. So unless we know the root of happiness, what causes happiness, then it is not possible to bring it about, and all the efforts we make, we just bring about the opposite. Even though we strive for happiness, everything we do is that with that that we have in view to be happy. However, because we just do accumulate the contrary, then it just brings about suffering. So the way to do is that if we have like a strong desire, strong attachment, like a strong attachment for money, strong desire for money, for being rich and wanting to have all these things, then even if we manage to make a lot of money, even if we manage to have like 100,000 euros, but then there'll be all the suffering associated with keeping it. And all the suffering associated, if we come also to lose it at some point, then there'll be also enormous suffering. Whereas if we kind of diminish the kind of attachment that we have for money, then for that money, then if we have less attachment, then also we won't have the same kind of a strong urge to make that much money, and so all the difficulties to accumulate monies we won't go through. There's also the all the suffering also that is associated with keeping it. Also, if we don't have such a strong attachment to it, then also those sufferings will be less. Or when we come to lose the money, then also the suffering will be less. So in this way, then the way to bring about well-being, happiness, is by so not relying on outer objects, not looking at outer object with a strong attachment or aversion or ignorance, and instead try to diminish that those tendencies of desire, aversion, ignorance, and at the same time then try to increase thoughts of loving kindness, thoughts of compassion, meditating on loving kindness, meditating on compassion. So because if we do not do in this way, then because of the strong attachment that we have for things, then of wanting to, if we want to be famous, of wanting to be rich, then there'll be a lot of suffering associated with that, or with enemies, fighting enemies on account of aversion, then we start to fight, and all the suffering that can even at some point cost our own lives. So there's enormous suffering there. So it is not, it is, we need to realize that actually happiness, well-being does not come from outer objects, things that are, we cannot rely on outer objects for our happiness, but as we need to look at our mind. And so that is something that we need to investigate and come to kind of an understanding of this. So by looking at that, by considering that again and again, we come to develop an understanding that actually happiness does not depend on outer objects, but is something more, if we look inside, in the mind, cultivating loving kindness and compassion as we try to diminish any kind of attachment, aversion or ignorance we may have, then naturally, quite naturally, happiness will follow. So basically the point is that what we want is to be happy. What we want is well-being, is to enjoy. Yet we don't know the causes, the root of happiness. So it is important to know that the root of happiness is not outer objects. And so if we want to be happy, the thing that we need to do is to diminish the kind of slowly diminish the attachment that we have for outer objects, or the aversion, the ignorance, like the three poisons, and at the same time then meditate to cultivate loving kindness, thoughts of loving kindness, have more and more thoughts of loving kindness, more and more thoughts of compassion. In this way, then quite naturally we'll find ourselves to be happy.
Da dinde ge drawo ngansu nyumon de desa ke sajan drawo dinde shinda yoresu ne yomaresu. Ngansu ke sende da lagang nashinche, komba nashinche. Da di nano la ngansu nyumon de so drumbo nashinche ne da yoresu. Da dile ani kono ge yo dinde yo mabo kyo go yore yine ya yo kyoze tsama sozo ke yine du shaba yine ya tsu raha la jik zemba dinde mebi to ne da sende shi nyingana neba mabo che goresu shengda. O dinde ke neba mabo che de nye de la tadun sozo ke pa kondon drawo la ne ne malang aja ni, ani diki kare lawa ina, tadung di nyene, ani diki lawa sama sendi tu cuma ni cila dunga mampu, ani sosol tegur di ina, tadung tela sebab gonta bayi na, ani sebab gonsa ki ni main bala, ani sebab gonsa ki yu main bala sebab gonsa jores, odi ceba ina, sanjai sih de ceba kita, maybe ni res siengda, kalau sana sanjai sih de ceba ki nyomon tu sung dibo, disu sama ki nyemi sih gure, disu ke ondo shos bayi na, ani abo ya marasane. That didn't mambo soon were. Or didn't any maybe can end our channel or as shing the. Then I hinted that Mason Jinenji Consulata, Jidangi, notes of Cheshu Nani, that Numondele notes of Chess Yomaris. Carsonani Jidangi and Jidenji Consulata, Lai Ombo, Tani, Laminji Ombo, the Zotama, that top chandra was shiver. In a disogue that chick meat on Ramambo, chick meva so to gre. And this is how much guys any this is how much social any dalama in that social get chick missing day meba sore any social launch it day meba san sogre mado this is social man and son of that chick moose that chick titu mara in a young as new month together chick carriage over son any centelay dunga mambo sore any church mama nevala sobat and yes on the silly titura or jim send in it chick. So, 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 so,
so, so, so, so, so,
so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, so, Ne Mayimbasu, Nyamondes of Penangaso, Shadon shoot him with Chew, the Dinyamora. That dig your caraco or sonate, Pacho Missaya. Any chick, never saw a lega mambo, chick that Shadon de Gianni, lega de Goura. That the girl Nashinchen, Shadon shoot him with Chew, the Pacho Missa Shawain, any Shadon de Gieta, Yo Nashi, dig a carrot lava Nashi. Any lega chejagora. But Chevaina, Sosola and Chipo Menacher, Mishandana, Dumaji Yunsa. What do you share the Tadunchi Soso Pay Award Training? Any Dilla jik soba gwaya na shin chene, dede gwaya na, ne soba gomba ma yinba, ne ma yinba sate nere.
Mebe ne sate, meba sate kala.
Mebe ne sate, nyumon de soge nyemi shem da, nyumon de sole ta nyemi dende yores, nyumon de gane dunga dende sores. Ta nyumon dik onda shoso wa yina, ane dende chagre se ne, ta de yabo yo mara sendo, ma wo sun shara.
Nasa.
Bango gres.
Nasa.
Meba sate derane, ma to shen.
Di yabo mara es, di duchar es, di laya ge, ane meba la.
Meba sun. Dindigi nyomo singe, drasi nye de, desa sacha shindayo maras. Alo ke simde kamba na jinshio.
So the, this enemy of the negative emotions, then, where are they staying? Where we find them is, if we compare our mind as a temple, for example, and so it is like a guest in the temple of our mind. And they are nowhere else to be found. They are in our very mind. And however much we kind of do whatever they want us to do and kind of order us to do, however much we do, it's still they never satisfy, and then they bring on us more and more suffering in this life and in the next. And so it is important so to realize that those enemies that are in our mind, then however much we kind of we follow whatever they say, we do whatever they want us to do, we follow their, obey their every whim, we just end up with accumulating more and more suffering for ourselves and others. So that is why it is an object maybe not of contempt but of critics for the Buddhas and the Bodhisattva children, and the meanings for the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, that is that we don't place our kind of patience or forbearance in the right object, and that is what they criticize. That in fact we are whatever the negative emotions want us to do, on account of desire or on account of aversion, killing, harming people, that we can bear all this, and we do it again and again, and without any kind of never being kind of tired of this. Whereas the opposite, that is cultivating the positive actions, then for that, then we don't have so much forbearance to whatever brings happiness, whatever brings happiness to ourselves. So that is why the Buddhas and the Bodhisattva criticize this kind of forbearance, or this object of forbearance. We don't place our forbearance in the right place. We place it in the negative emotions. We can bear whatever they ask us to do, and even though they only bring us suffering, and we do not place it for the kind of right actions and right objects. So, and when Shantideva also then reflects about the suffering that those enemies can cause, then he says that it's like the worst of all our enemies. Because if we take even whatever enemy in this life, even like the most ruthless and strongest kind of enemy, like give the example of kings, of gods and demigods, and with like 100,000 of strong warriors, even they can only take away our possessions and harm our body and take our life, but they can't do much more. They can't, even if they want to, they can't actually take us to the hell realm. So, whereas the negative emotions can do that, they have the power to take us to this incredible suffering of the hell realm. But ordinary enemies, even the strongest of them, cannot do that. Can just take away our possessions and at the worst kill us.
Rāla nēba chēngi nāni, nēba chēngi tsab chēshē dē nī sūk chēgārās nā, nyōmōndik chēgārās. Pēnā dā chāngchū sēmbā chīgā, ngēn sēn kēchik chīgā chēshāwā yīnā, an dīgī nyāwā lā chēgārās, shēgā dā, nyāwā nāmiyā lā mā. Hō dī nā shīn chēnē dā, nē sō chēmbārās. pena nyomon de so ra la ani neba neba rana neba chenge no ni ta neba chenge chop cheshe de ni nyomon res ma de chilo ke me dro de ne ke rana neba de gas che dung da kar sana kase che ba yin ya ra ki ni mi se de ta chik me ba so ya ta rana ye de ke long che de me ba so ya che re ma to che wa chi ma da yen song ne su ko ani ma ti tu me da ta nyomon de ke ni che wa de da che wa chi ma la da ma yen song ne su la da chi nyavi ki me be ri jabur ro yin ya ki chi chi la chi tu ya ki me din re ki ni shu chen bo na na ta ki chi chi la ya chi tu re shen da o de cha ma da ran ne ba cheng yin ne ne zo chi shu de da ni mo re ani du yin rin tu pe na ne ba che ya ki du se rin tu na sam sa na tong yin ya ni mo de le ne ba che ya ki du se rin se yo ma re shi pe na ni mo de ge ta chro kho to mi ni dan da ge ba da अनि सोसोरा अनि नेबा छेगरे नेबा छेस्या त दुङा माङबो युङ द दिना छिन्चिने त दिने युङ दे गिन मन्दे तन्दा सोसो गिन अनि माशाबा छिने निम्बो गेवा दिने गिन अनि मेबा सोय मसो वाइन अनि यांशर चिक दादुया खवा थमिग बद अनि चिक सेवान देना सेवा छिमा कुना त चिक नेबा दिने छेगरे सिङ द ओ दिन दे तंग चोगि चिक सो ठोया ता लोंजु ठोया कि चिक डवो अनि दिसो लेचा ता न्यमो गुट्रा दे ता Neva chenye no ni tisu yun rinpo. Chewa kwa tome ni tandak bata. Tadung shaba maje na kwa tome bata. Neva chewa resi shengda. Ta tipe yun rinpo ra. O jumzen tisu yindi hinchi minchi gana zo. Tindegi ta nyoma tisu tsama gewe meba soya ta. Ani shaba tindi chewa ra ta toshi chewa resi.
So, the power of... negative emotions to harm us is the they have the greatest power. They are the most harmful thing there is for us, because as we saw, even the most powerful of a kind of a human or gods and with a whole army, they can't harm us as much as negative emotions. That is said that for a single instant of anger, then we'd be reborn in the hell realm for a few kalpas. So, but those extreme, even the most powerful of our enemy in this world cannot take us to the hell realm, to this kind of suffering, can just take so our possessions and our life, but not more than that, really. So, the negative emotions have, in terms of the power to harm us, they are our worst enemy. And now if we look also in terms of time, then the time for which they can harm us, then ordinary enemies, basically, they harm us for as long as they are alive, and at the most, or as long as we are alive, at the most, and then they cannot harm us. So there's a kind of, it's a very limited kind of a span of time during which they can harm us. But negative emotions, unless we get rid of them, they'll be harming us till, in the samsara indefinitely, in this continuous kind of circle of suffering in the samsara. So unless we put an end to negative emotions, unless we cultivate virtue and confess negativity, we do everything we can in order to eliminate those negative emotions now, then they'll continue to harm us indefinitely in the cycle of existence of samsara. And that, again, if we compare to an ordinary enemy, then we just harm us for the time that is that he can, for a limited period of time.
Tene ta tembar kawares sing da tembar kar se dipe na ngso ge ni chidang ki dawo di so ge so so tsunne ba che ge na ta de le chik thumbo sa ye ra khanes so ge sna ni shin so so ra ka du ina ya ni ne ba che ding ge dawo de la ani so so ge chik juzhe longche tina yin sen rawa da da chi kuen rawa, nguen rawa dine tis chik ane kurong la kare ndo gwe na, din daba na xin chine ane kurong la karu go gwe na, di pa tre shaba yina ane su rang la gadu yina ya da chik penpa dhuya ge ane penpa dan dewa dhuya ge da to shen rawa chine chik tumbo chaya yora, su rang la chik pen ta yora yina ya ane nyomo chadong mong son diso chama ane rawa diso la soso kurang tsuki ane karayin daba na xin chini soso ki di cheba ina ane tsu rang la pen taya pasha shoda ane tsen dixi nika la ta dunga mambo chik tsu ane rang la tsu dunga mambo chik trek res shengdo dunga treya rima to kandar ane dedan chima nincha la ta dewa kadu ina trek maris o junsen ten re ni nyumon singe de ten ya de pek kale khabo kharsana ni kase nyumon de la ten ba ina de gas chi so so la ni ne ba che gres nyumon singe gi dra de la dra chenda la pha so so gi chi ya bo che ni khron la kare go we ne de de ba ta tru cha ba ina ni chu la ra na ni chi te chi pen ta yan da bo de ni yong da nyumon gi dra de ni ma res de in de ni ten khabo res
And also, this enemy of negative emotions is extremely difficult to satisfy or to please. If we look at ordinary enemies, considering ordinary enemies that we may have, then if we kind of start to be kind to them and to kind of, you know, give them what they need or what they want and to kind of help them in the way or another, then they'll also then start to also help us and be kind of supportive of us. But negative emotions do not are not like that at all. The more we kind of do what they want us to do, the more we obey their every whim, the more we try to satisfy them, the more in trouble we get. The more we try to satisfy negative emotions, the more suffering will follow, will ensue from that. So they are extremely difficult to satisfy. The only way is to abandon negative emotions. And so an ordinary enemy is, you know, if we try to, so if we satisfy, help or support that enemy, then he will start to also kind of help us and be supportive of us. Whereas negative emotions, however much we're supportive of the negative emotions, however much we try to go their way to satisfy them, then we'll just end up with more and more suffering.
jin rumbo shila rana neba chego res shesan tadi neba cheding gi nyomon de rangi sen ani lagon na shin gi nana ta kon jambo na shin chi ne re o di ke ni chi kron ke lhaya ki ka de ni rab shi dru shaba ina kron kan she ba de ani so so ko rab chi dru shaba ina neba rab shi te res ani rin shi dru shaba ina neba rin shi yung we res tama dru shaba ina neba chung shi ta yung we res kasi ini nyomong diki khan loba de tsanyi madruba yina ini soso la neba teni yung maras shingda o dindi indi ta dindi yake drao rangi hinla ne che dindi indi dunga thanje ke ta tsawan rao ini ching me de ko ranshin ki tsawa yora o dindi nanshin che kurong ranshin ki ta ching rana neba che dindi ne che su yaba o dindi chi chade gora dindi ta di ini gandara chik nyomong diki kurong ki kare loba de ini soso ke te rab chi dru shawa yina neba rao chi yung da dindi nanshin chi ne ta nri yin da tama tsanyi nyomong diki kare loba de madruba yina dunga tsanyi yung yung maras ta di indi ini o deso la sanan dana ya ini nyomong si yin de ta panya la toshi che goras
And so those negative emotions, then, are they are in the says they make their abode in the very temples of our hearts. So they are in our, if we compare our mind or our heart like a, as a temple, they are like a guest in this temple. They live in the temple of our hearts, and if we serve them perfectly, then it is sure that we will end up with, or they will harm us perfectly, or we'll end up with basically the best we help them, we serve them, then the more suffering we get. If we kind of help them in a moderate way, kind of follow what they want in a kind of moderate way, then we'll have a sort of a moderate suffering. If we just follow a little bit what they tell us to do, then we'll have a little bit of suffering. And if we do not follow at all, what do not serve at all the negative emotions, then we won't have any suffering. So that is this how it is with this our worst enemy, the negative emotions, who lives like a guest in the temple of our hearts. And so according to the way we serve them, if we serve them in the best possible way, then we'll end up with the most suffering. That, but then if we don't serve them at all, then we won't have any suffering.
And in your mind, that's also your nation, and Rome, and what Chagores, Shingda. ta di tsawa karel teni yungo re sanan, tanga so kowa se nyende, ani me yuwaps se di pe me shuchi mumpar tenye, ta di nano la chikpe chon suwayi na, dunga mangwa yora, o kowa se nyende ta me nashin, me don nashin. Ti nashin chine, ani du dru chi set se ngda, tanga so dru tende, ani du ya tenye tende, mambu pun shewayi na, ta di nano la chik nungwayi na, so so jene da, shiya ki nyega yora, de la yan pe, ta njita che gora, o di nashin kowa se nye. Ta dindegi chik kuwa singe de ane chik jita chimbo yue de nyingi ane ne chire yinaya dila ane soso mata ne njik ma she ne ane dila pa ga ne o di ane shuk chimbo ga ne da dinde chendo de dila tra ma she bi junsen la tene dine nga so nyumon du zo ke ane rongo meba che kadu yinaya ndiki yo na shin che ne yin cha gwe res ta di kuwa di dinde yinba ane chik me yike ane huwa na shin ane tu dru ki chan na shin ndi na yi simi ling si shengdwa ta simi ki ling lo lewa yi na an tsama sado wara o di na xin chi ni da simi ki ling simo wanzo ta ndren ra wadang ane simo simbo si tine gara o di negi ta ling si shengdwa ta di negi ling lo le suwa yi na ko ta chik lima da tu sado wara o di negi kuwa singi ni ta di negi yores o di indi ni tila ta soso njik ma shene tra ma shene ane chik dila pe gabo chene di junsen la tene dine nyumonti soge rama meba sogore nyumonti ge yo nashi chagores junsen tene de ta kuwa dinde la ni nga so chaba chaya ta ni gawa chaya de ta rig mares odi ni kadu yinaya ta dila gaya yo mara kuwa sinye de la ni jikta che ne kanda genjun che gores kuwa de dunga kran shi yinpa ni hako ni ta di pandu yuk lo de la genjun se gara odi mebi junsen la tene dine nga so nyumonti ni Rao meba sogo res.
And so we suffer because of negative emotions. And there are these extremely our worst enemy. And the reason for this is that the negative emotions can harm us because we don't have any fear for samsara. That samsara is like a crater that is displaced with extremely hot fire, and that if we fall in there, then we'll experience incredible suffering, be burnt alive immediately, or the den of venomous snakes, that if you have a place where you have a lot of venomous snakes, and then if you enter that, then you also kind of be sure to die quite quickly. But the thing is that we do not recognize that samsara is like this, that samsara is like this crater of lava, or is the den of venomous snakes. We don't see that. On the contrary, we take pleasure in it. We enjoy it. We like it. And we do whatever, we kind of follow negative emotions and then create it or maintain it, the continuity of the cycle of existence of samsara, of this incredible suffering. So again, compared to a crater or to a den of venomous snakes or the island of rakshasas, or if you have like a ferocious beast or a rakshasas, if you get there also, then the moment they catch you, then they'll eat you alive. So this is the kind of situation we're in the samsara, but we don't recognize it. We don't see that as this kind of suffering, but as suffering like a crater den of venomous snakes. But on the contrary, see it as something pleasurable that we enjoy, that we kind of continue with that. And that is why then we perpetuate samsara in this way, by falling prey to the every whim of negative emotions. We just, because of not fearing samsara, because of not seeing samsara as this incredible suffering, we then fall prey to negative emotions, and in this way perpetuate the cycle of existence of samsara.
Ta kwa la ya de ni dinde ge dunga dunga mambo ne imba ha ko ne ta de rang ge ni chik ponya len de ba che gura ine ya ta changju samba de so ge ni jidong ge koi dunga de ge mar de ine ya ta kwa la ya ni ya do changju samba de so che gura ti ko kare chi ni che gura kuwa di dunga kranshi isa mara, karasana chanju samba desa yaani yandu kuwa la ni chewa lengu dawasena. Ani chik dunga di kuwa la ni dunga yore ani dewa dunga ti minde ba chanju samba de so ndo ye mare yine ya ani yen sen chen khol ne de ndi so la ni chi shu chim bo chi yob jun sen ne ani rang ki koi dunga de ta chi san ni kono pa na me to ta ne ani shen ki dunga de ni chi shu chim bo chi de ni khol la ya ne ndo chol ne beres ta de pe na kare cha wor sna so so la ani pu chi na pu de le pe ni chi sewa shu chim bo ye ba ina ani pu de me na na pa gi na ani me gi chi de ba ina ani so so ge men on a draw in that so la dunga yungure, and it is so make it see a dunga to do your marinea, pull a ninja shooting boat, several shooting boy and so so a men and chonet, and pull the chick masia get toshed in the chevera, or the nonchinchene, and chon you somebody so dunga do your maradinea, and shen sanjan like ninja shooting boat, you be junsen at any, shank it under that koala yan and the chevaling wearers. That the summer co only rang jula chon you send. Tene shi cheba ina, nyinje tene yungura ina tanda, anso le tambo ba tsoge ta, chik kowa se nyende dunga kranshi inba, te kadu ina ya ta, chik ponya ki toshe, ani nene che go gores. Ani kale kale ta, chanju ki sende cheba ina, ani yang kowa de dunga kranshi inba re, ina ya tela ina, yang chik minji pi tohne, shen ki che do ne, yang cheba yang nyinji kong nentu yores. Karsani ngazu koala yani yandu miche yak toshe chegora karsana koa de dunga kranshire tadela yani yandu miche toshe chegora ine janju sambade so yani yandu chiye ki toshe chegda tadini tis chiya gawanda uyungda de karerisana janju sambade so koala dunga yore dunga dogu yomare ine ya ninji ki shion ki tone da yani yandu ani jeval ne gueres
so the samsara so is this infinite ocean of suffering, and that we need to try to get free from. However, bodhisattvas take birth in samsara, and then the reason they take birth in samsara is not because they enjoy it, but it is because of wanting to free sentient beings, to help sentient beings who are in the cycle of existence of samsara, who suffer there, and that is moved by compassion. That they take birth in samsara, and not because they take pleasure in it. And to give an example to illustrate that, to understand this, is for example, if there is this child that you have a strong love and a care for, and the child falls in the fire. When you see that, what you do is you just jump in the fire yourself and to help him out. And it is not that you want to be burnt in the fire, but it's just because the child is in the fire burning, then you just jump yourself, and not regardless of whatever suffering you may endure from that being burnt and so on, you just jump in the fire and help the child out. So that is the same with the bodhisattvas. They also take birth again in samsara in order to help sentient beings to be free from this ocean of suffering. So we have here this contradiction, basically, that on the one hand, that we say, well, we need to stop taking birth again and again in samsara, put an end to birth in samsara. And on the other hand, we have bodhisattvas taking birth in samsara. So that is because of the suffering that we want to stop taking birth in the samsara. But yet, as we practice, as we develop bodhicitta, as more and more we have more and more bodhicitta in our mind, then we'll develop also the means of being able to, out of compassion, be able to manifest for the benefit of sentient beings in order to help others to be free from samsara.
So metaya ngazo tsengon nana ani me sunye ra tsamba de sunye odina shi nyomon de chade gores odina shi nyawa yanse da da nyawa de so gina no la ta ani so che bi ge shima na shi shing da nyomon sing de nyawa le che ba ina da so so yan ji ke tu nyen da de so mambo yara odina shi che ne da nyomon de ge ani de che gores ta de de ge nyomon de so so ge ni seng tole yore ta de nyomon de ni ji Mabong Pada Gandar Sendish Nigala that Gandar Dewa the Yung Yomar Spena Karesana and do Chade de Sony Chik Chawa di Nana Chucha de Co Chilol Sany Putumunda. That did Meba Kadim Mazok but the Cochilol Puyagi Toshe Yomare Odina Shinchene and so any chula Nyomondi Chik Chawana Shinchene, the Nichi Mambuchi Chadigure, Digi Dak, any Dewa sende dan chima ninja ki dewa de ni thoma do che din nanu la ta di meba zoya la ni kada bechen che go res ti meba maso go bad koi ki chura dela ya ta tu mare ani ma che ngen so ki dunga de sona ya ta tu mare ta di meba khare so res na ni ngan so gewa du ya da de na shin chi ni di ba de so cha ma ni meba so ya la ta sha ba che ya di ne ge to she ma bo che ra di ne che go res
And our negative emotions, say that like the jailers that imprisoned us in samsara, it is because of the negative emotions that we can't be free from samsara. That is, for example, so if we are in jail or if we are in the hell realm, then there's the henchmen of the Lord of Death, and that prevent us from running away. So in jail also you have the jailer that prevent people from escaping, and so negative emotions are the same for us. They prevent us from being free from samsara. They are the one who keep us in samsara. And it is, to give another example, it is a little bit also if you kind of raise some birds in a cage, never free them, and then the day you'd free them, that they are unable to fly away, and so it's the same also. We are just imprisoned by the negative emotions, and we just can't fly away, and caught in the webs of our cravings. So, so therefore we need to make every effort to free ourselves from the negative emotions, to abandon negative emotions, to eliminate negative emotions, and there are many ways. Through accumulating virtues and through confession, then we need to put an end to negative emotions. Because as long as there are negative emotions, as long as we have negative emotions, there won't be any kind of real happiness, there won't be any kind of well-being for us, as long as they are there. And they are also the one who keep us in the samsara, like these jailers. So, through accumulating positive actions, through confession, then we need to eliminate negative emotions.
That dini ma karishya varsana. A dini ki nyomo de meba soyata. Ani panya ke che to tanganzu kale mabucha goras. Kale jethu go goras. Kale jeyata. Ani kawa che vade. Sethu go goras. Shingda. Ta karishya varsana nyomo singe de da ngwe simba che. Ani nyomo de ki nyemi kandri imi. Hakogure, that they hako, nyomong, usimbada, nyomong, nyemi singing days, so tama, any sheba inaya, and pentoway mar, that any mebasoyata, pangores. The panya la takaregores and a bena, any sero co tomini, tandagabadan sola, any nyomont in the yodigre, the yoba de tachik, gonensum segula, gonensum city, nego this mebasoyata, cotten meba masovache. Yan this is a mevasoetela, ani, gonesever. Digi carichevorsna, yanjar, ani, co yanjan yomondi chevera, o dig pentoway maris, ta carichevorsna, zawani mevasoni. And zawani mevasoela tape, kanga mambo jagure, ni, o di kanga jetu gures, shingda, dinita, nyomon ponya la kandarchi, kale mambo yere, o di kawa di samanzogini, kawa, kale deni, jetu gures.
And now the second point talks about the effort that we need to make to abandon those negative emotions, because it's not so easy. So we need also to kind of make a little bit of effort, to produce some effort in order to eliminate negative emotions. Because so we saw that what the negative emotions are, come to know what the negative emotions are, and then about the shortcomings of negative emotions. But just to know about negative emotions, to know about their shortcomings or the kind of defects or the negativity they bring is not enough. It's not enough just to know that. We need also to eliminate them. And so he said that also we need to not just to simply suppress them. That means a kind of a temporary kind of diminish them, or to kind of make them a little bit less strong for some time. That is not so useful, because if you do that, then at some point they'll come back as strong as ever. So the point is, what we need to do is to get completely rid of negative emotions, to completely eliminate negative emotions, not just to suppress them, not just to make them a little bit less strong, but then really to completely uproot them and eliminate them. And that is not so easy. That requires some efforts.
Nyamon deso tsama kandar meba soyala ani digi nyembo gyewa dugo ora ta gyewa dugo because ta kandendo chikale deso pena anso ge ni chik tambo lojon chi nambi gi che ta deso tsama hama go ina ani gyewa kandendo dugo ge me hako go mara ta nambi che lojon che because ina ya kanga yore tega na shin ta tes chi sheba ina ya nyane che because ina ya kanga yore tega na shin so so ge chi Ani chik gomjaya dan, dina shi ta chasaya dan, ta kariyini ya chik gyawa la zungu di. Ani pa ekka nga yore chochi ni da chik, ani nasan rao di li dan. Dina shi chine chanra la, ani chue dini du di pa, ani trigo to ya dan, ta sobo cha ya dan, ta dina shi chine ta kanga mambu yungu ra. O dindegi ta kale da chama kanga ta suetu gu uresi. Dindegi kosa ta kale kanga kandri treba yina ya, ani dila chik, tang ma shaba chene, digi thot tadu tsundri che, mbaisen chene. Kadu yina ya, ane nge, de gyawa dhuya de, ane, pang mi chene, dog mi chene, ane, yin taba ne, chik sola nyinga yoba yina ya, nge, kandar tang mi chene, ane, tancha tembo che go ures.
So,
So, you know, the pandila, the kawa mambo chegores, kachi is a tama sugures, that kawa kandere, kale kandere, kandes sugures, and it chilla jonchea, gom jayas, and it chick is a tama la kalere, and it goes that day, sabagongures.
So, in order to eliminate negative emotions, then there, we need to make quite some efforts. And it's not that easy, that straightforward. And for example, when we, in order to do that, then we need to practice virtue, practice accomplishing positive actions, and that is not always so easy. Practicing the Dhamma, while practicing the Dhamma also, we may face some obstacles, some difficulties, or some moment where it's not so so easy to do that, or to practice, to meditate. Sometimes it is not so easy, but no matter what happens, then we need to really stick with it, continue, and bear every hardship, every difficulty that we face on the path in order to eliminate negative emotions. Because even when we when we try to practice the Dhamma, when we try to accomplish positive actions, when then can be that when we practice, when we receive teachings, then we start to feel a bit hungry, or to feel a bit not so well physically, or a kind of cold, or there's all sorts of difficulties and that can come up, and we need to bear with all of them in order to be able to eliminate negative emotions. And so that is why, to that end, then we kind of to that end we pledge to even at the cost of our lives, to do whatever it takes in order to uproot and to eliminate completely negative emotions.
The new moon in the game and so zero co atom in a tandaba to so solid so never chene. I think so so good Dutch adagora that the meva soil and so soon reach and bets him over chevres. Jumsen Carson a pen and so gay any chick chalandra would that chick tanor sing the tadan, that nora carina, windaway in and this chick mission that chick. Sosolo magangi dawochi gin choso maina ta dela soso ge ne pa kondo shu jin bo ji je ne ani kadu yin de ta ko nge kadu yin ne ani ko shagmi ko me ba so yin ni te ne ji soso ge ki sen ma nga ja shu jin bo ji ya je ne ani dawo de ta me ba so ma de ku pa de ga dar senyin yabu khu maris shiung da ta dine yungu yara nga so mit so 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 ichi chalan da so so na magang ki dradi ki tro so yin ani ko di ki len chi so so ki lembo chi tre ma tu pa da ani chi ni khu ma do ya ani khala sa ma do ya din de ki chi khon ro shu chim bu chi cheng da ta dela ka du yin ya ani ko ta chi ko na me ba so ya da ani ko se ya ki che to to shen ra men ra chi ne ma di nyin chen kun da ta di me ba so ya to shen ma bu dinde chen dong yin wo ya ra tadi ko tis chik so so ki chala tis chik ani tro yo re so so lo ne ba chung chung ji ra ta dile cha nyomo se ni de ge che wa tsero thome ne tanda ba dong so la ani ne ba che re ta du ani ti me ba ma so ai na ani ko wa thame ge ba do a ya ni ya da ne ba che ra o jun sen tele de ne ta me sen che go re
s and so we need to make every possible effort in order to eliminate negative emotions because they have been hurting us so much, they created so much suffering for us, they are our actual worst enemy. And to understand that, then can if we consider like in ordinary life, where if people have been, when someone has been stolen, for example, money and horses and the kind of other belongings, then people sometimes can get in an incredible rage and decide that they won't take any rest, won't almost barely eat until they've got the satisfaction and kind of vengeance. And so they'll push you, the person, make sure that they get vengeance from whatever harm the other has done, meaning taking them a little bit, take a few horses and take some money. And so in comparison, that's a kind of minor kind of offense, taking a few possessions. But then if we look at negative emotions, how much more kind of suffering, how much more harm they brought on us, it is incomparable. And so if then someone is able, just on account of, because his enemy stole from him a little bit of money and a few horses, is able to get into this kind of a rage or fury, and wanting to avenge themselves and go into this incredible kind of put incredible effort so much so that they hardly sleep and pursue the person until they get satisfaction. So how much more should we, in the case of negative emotions, will bring on us constantly an incredible amount of suffering? So that is why then we need very much to do and to have this kind of a strong diligence, make every possible effort in order to eliminate all negative emotions.
Then you want to be good, and so on. You can't be able to do it. You know, this is a time that is a super gone. You should do it. You know, when the career is running, so pension that modern day in scene that to wash over they go to the career chowder. Tene soso la tsuru ni nda ta da chik trinda wo din lege so subo la kiwa ina en soso la chik dunga yo ba de ha go yore ina ya ti ta dunga de pe che tse ne soso la ni tsu nda ta ni trinda wo kiwa ina dunga de che tse ne ti la se ne en pa chok chik da ne me ba so ya la ta dung ani digi ten do la chik ya ni ya do da chik pa dāyā sāki chōla pāntō nā mātō, anī tsū trūgīyā mārā tā māngzī nī sāma pāchōki mīdī tā mēbā sōyā rā anī sōsō rā jīk trī kīyā tā, anī ndā kīyā kārī chūngā yīnā yā tsū, anī chīlō mācī bāchī nā tādūṅ pā nzīngyā rā o dī nā shīnchī nā tā kō jīk pāchōki ngā tsū njītēngi dā tā sō mēbā sōyā rā sōsō rā anī jīk sūpō rā dīndēgi dūngā yuwa tā sāma jīk kō sūgū gā Tina Shinchina, that's a real core to me and around the Nova Chi Dingi, Yamondo Sopoya, Latin, Chikawa Chibata, Tina Shinchu, Drubak, Disokosola, Dunga Dindi Yungure, or the Samatas, Disolani, Sabagongores.
And so, for the, in order to eliminate, again, negative emotions, then there's a lot of effort that we need to make. And we should, very much, it is important for us to bear with all the kind of hardship, all the efforts that we need to face in order to eliminate all the negative emotions. And an example also is that when we go at war, then when we fight, then we face a lot of dangers, and dangers of being hit by swords or arrows or any kind of weapon. And when that happens, then we go through a lot of suffering. Yet still we go fighting, and even when we receive an arrow or something, we keep going and we keep fighting. So it is the same also with the with negative emotions. So whatever kind of difficulty we face, then we should bear with them, and in order to fight the enemy of negative emotions.
Tāngā tō chūtū wī kōsō nī kāngā kāndi tē wā rī sō nā tā sōsō kī nī nyōmō tē mē bā sōyā lā chē tō tā jī chūtū wā rī tē wī kōsō tā sōsō lā nī jī sāyā mē bā tāng tī nā shīn chī nē tā jū zē tī nē mē bā ān tī nā shīn kūyā mē bā ān tē kā nā shīn kī tā chūtū wī kōsō tā pār chē chē ngē bā tī tē jī nā sā tī nē yūyā tāng tī nā shīn chī nē tī sī jī lāng rō mā yūyā tā wā tī nē māmbō tā chē ngē bā tī nē māmbō tē kū tā o tindi trigu di tsambara tini dila ni zeba gomba tu ni tini chue di toni tan chue di munti ni ruma tu ba tini mambu chakda dehi koso ta soso ki ni tindi ki jeng yinba ta jik mindoe ba kari mambu jonga yinaya ya desu tsama la ni zeba goni ini drugu ures ta tindi jeng yinba tindi jik zanyi kuruan duja tindi mambu chue drubi koso duja mambu legu di tini kashi kare tengo re sana an tengi nge ani nyomo do so meba so ya la chi gewa tu yin de yine nyomo pan to ma so daru ani ngan ro chi ki da nyomo pan tu ma re tre ne chi sen de ma pa sho ne so so ge ni sen de sho ne ta re me shi de kale kale mun tu ne ni le so ma na te le ji lu shi ng da che de pa du ya de ta du tu ma re ni nyomo pan tu ma re te le ro ta so ma na te le ji lu o di che so ma na ni nyomo ge da de ka dar me ba so tu ma re tīndi tā dīndi māyīmbā, nyōmō tī mēbā sū mātuk pātū ngē ngā lā nī kāngā kāndi tēpā yīnā yā, nī kādū yīnā yā ngē nyōmō pōyā kē chīng bēcēn tā tāṁ mī tēnē, nī jī yāni yā tā tēngu gō rēs.
So,
Then also, chew drew because the name Mambo Yungura, Manchester, like Kale Karayasna. Chew did it drew the dittany, Josiah Ragi Mare, then it's Hans and Chick, Kalasayamara, Sans and Kulokyamara, that's Hans and Bad Nasa didn't shoot him. Nanjing also chew Madru the need is okay, Lega Karachinaya, Lando Mambo Yunga. And chew drew the need to get chick this, Lega Chinaya, Lega the Lando Major, and chick, Sonda or Chick Jana, Sonda, Lando Mayunga, the name Mambo. Yungda ta jing emba de ne chue de de ne chue de de jing emba de so dunga de so ta ga dar dunga ra de so jing emba ra de so se ma de ne chue de tong rong da o de ko so ne yan yan to se ba go ne che go res
so when we talk about the efforts, so we say that we need to make a lot of efforts in order to practice the dharma, in order to eliminate all negative emotions. And so what are those kind of difficulties or efforts that we need to make? And that is, for example, when we practice the Dhamma, when we really follow the teaching, and sometimes it may be difficult for us even to get something to eat, or to get clothes to wear, or to get money, or we find ourselves in this kind of a difficult kind of predicament, or sometimes there are, could be kind of adverse kind of circumstances, kind of a sickness or kind of difficult circumstances we find ourselves in, because a kind of obstacle, because of those who create obstacles to the Dharma. So then we need. So those are kind of those are suffering, that are things that are unpleasant that we don't want to have. However, we need to kind of bear all those difficulties. And to for the sake of the Dhamma, for the sake of eliminating completely all negative emotions. And so no matter what difficulty we face, no matter what unpleasant circumstances we are in, we shouldn't give up the Dhamma. It happens, we can see sometimes that people start practicing the Dhamma, but then when situations, kind of difficult situations come about, then they kind of give up the Dhamma and give up practicing the Dhamma, and turns to kind of leave the practice of the Dhamma behind and go back to a more ordinary kind of life. So we shouldn't, no matter what the difficulties are, we shouldn't abandon the Dharma and really, even amidst the most difficult situation, try to continue and persevere in the practice of the Dharma in order to eliminate all negative emotions.
So, chedru because of that, chedru ngen ki tila, nganzo parche chengi, ta nacho ke, dui sinye da, nre sinye. This sama ke tini, parche chengi da, chik chengi ba tini mabu yung da, nganzo pyo la tambo, ane, kinchen shiwan so pe ne da, che mabu sung ra. Ine ya ta nacho shu che ta ne, kongi che sung de tini, pyo ki lungba la, chik loto de so yang maraba che. Tina shin chine ta midi so la nasa tini mabu chung de, tini, midi so tesi chik yi ma chene ta kongi ni chik chwe sene ji ane sungu yos o digi chen chene ta nganso lungpa la trama shiba mambo chung su sene ane chik yangja kenchen shi so ge ane roden muntui ni maju ne ganda payo le tsui yangja chik peke tuye ra ane jie sungu rinpo chik pape ne tene nacho ge ta la dan de so di tu sa ma meba su dana ta ne tene shini ane pe la chik sanje ki chwe sene ni batar tene chungya ra odi nanshin nganso ge ta chwe dhubi koso ane nacho ki di tu so tsama ki parche chene tene chik nasa yunya da chik chenge ba tene yunya o tene mambo jiyung da ta tiso ke ane onto misho wa chene kase chik kangan treba ina ya ane digi tenu muntui ni sewa gong tene che swa ina ane kansan chene ane diso ki chik parche kase cheba ina ya ane che matun rode tene kuronsa ya ranshin ki niba de ma nyoro nyoro chane tene chik so so la ane chwe du nye de la parche che matun ge dene yung da ta dene tes chik chwe du di parche yung yo de tene dik onto shor ne da sepa goma to swa ina tene kadu ina ya ko ane chwe di dru ma to ya tes chik nyanen che di yaan chik kangan rao dene tene nyanen che ma to ba dene yung da o dene da dene rao chik chwe du nye na da parche sinye de dene yung yo shing da da kangan se na ka da chwe du bi ko kangan sinye de dene rao te go reso o du sama na ne sepa gong.
And so when we practice the Dharma, we have this kind of kind of obscure forces, or the forces of the dark side, and or the kind of obstacles to the Dharma. There's those forces which create obstacles to the practice of the Dharma, and those, for example, in order to illustrate that, there's when the Abbot Shantarakshita went to Tibet. He first went to Tibet and started teaching the Dharma. Then all those forces, obstacle makers, and who are opposed to the Dharma, then start to create all sorts of circumstances, which were such as that no harvest and epidemics and things like that. And so people came to the conclusion that it was because of the Dharma, because of Shantarakshita came, then he made and taught the Dharma there, they made the circumstances kind of inauspicious. So Shantarakshita had to go back to Nepal. And then after that, then Guru Rinpoche went to Tibet, and then he dealt completely with the dark side of those forces, and eliminate them completely. And so after that, then the Dharma could spread. So it is the same also when we practice the Dharma, then we have those kind of opposing kind of forces, the kind of obstacle makers that are kind of opposed to the Dharma. So when we start practicing, then those kind of difficulties come up. And when this happens, then it is important to kind of keep with the practice of the Dharma and not to give up, and to continue to make and to bear with the whatever hardship we have to bear with as we practice the Dharma, as we try to eliminate completely all those negative emotions. And because if we give in to the negative emotions, or rather to the obstacles, if we kind of when an obstacle comes, and then we kind of lose our kind of courage, and then give in to the to the obstacle, then we also kind of forsake the Dharma. But then if we stick with the practice, if we stick with the Dharma, no matter what difficulty there is, then also the power of those negative emotions, of those opposing forces, of those obstacle makers, will kind of diminish, and there won't be, in the end, there won't be any able to harm us at all. So when they come up, if we are able to bear with them and not to give them too much importance, but just to keep practicing, to continue with our practice, and with courage, and not start being discouraged and wanting to give up, then slowly those negative, those kind of opposing forces, those obstacle makers, will their strength will diminish, and the capacity to harm also will diminish, so much so that at one point also they won't be able to bring any harm. So that is a kind of something that we need to go through at the as we practice the Dharma, or as we try to eliminate negative emotions. So when we're talking here about the kind of putting up with the hardships involved in abandoning negative emotions, that's what it means, those hardships, those efforts, those difficulties that we face as we practice the Dharma.
Karsana Duke Parchichin. And the Tama Wutun, then a kind chairman, Sosuko Subola in Tatin, and Tadi Tama Sajatan, Ma Tela Malaya Tenichin. Tadi called Subola in Tatin, and Kanga Kandir, Dunga Kandir, you know, this Sunny. The Sebagon. Oh, the Ninda of Chenda. That the Negichi Shuchin bought the Ninga Zoga to your Maradine and Chick this Rojon Chiada, and Gonya Nanchi because Chick this. Kanganda or Tigre, that is Tama la Kantu to Jenegander, and in Chick Sugogres. And this is Tama that Lama commanders of Nandara, this Tama Gander Chick Chudriella, and Kawa Chick Guendo, and in Chick Gogan Dumindo, at Tinigita, Nanda de Solitevaina, and Azogi this Chico, Kanga Tinido that Zabagon to Mardine and that, cause it to do now with any Chevogres.
Tadu on the Koke. Lamatin catches sooner.
No, there, shitting the shoe. Carson and Kongi Lamin did the church, such a telamabara, that telam ever so good, tend to chut city, chut sunny manure, Duke Parchichin.
So we need very much to put up with whatever hardship, whatever difficulty we may face as we follow the path. And that is. In order also to come to understand that, to see that also, is by reading the life stories of the masters. If we read the Namtha, the life stories, the life and liberation of great masters of the past, then we'll realize also how much difficulty they went through, or hardship they went through in order to, on their path to enlightenment. If we look at, for example, the 12 years that Asanga had to go through before he could meet with Maitreya, or the Buddha himself said that for 6 years he went practiced hardship in the forest. Or in Tibet we can see, look at the life of Milarepa, how much hardship and difficulty he went through on his way to enlightenment. So by looking in this way, then we come to understand how important it is for us to be able to kind of bear with whatever hardship there is on our path to enlightenment. There is also the story that of the Bodhisattva Tadunga, who he was basically he just spread his own blood on the ground because of the dust at the time that his teacher was about to teach the Prajnaparamita, but then there was a lot of dust there, and the way so and it's he found that, you know, not respectful at all, and so he wanted to make sure that if the wind blows, then the dust won't raise and then won't bother his teacher. So he went everywhere to try to find water in order to spray on the floor so that dust would raise. But he couldn't find any. That was due to the obstacle makers, to the kind of those maras who were kind of try to make obstacles to the Dhamma. He couldn't find any water, so in the end, kind of completely, fully kind of inspired, then he pierced his own body and let some blood out and spread on the ground there his own blood in order to prevent the dust from raising. So there is a kind of hardship that then the great masters of the past and went through in their way to enlightenment. So also as we practice the Dhamma, then it is important that we may be able to kind of bear with whatever difficulty we have to face for the sake of eliminating those negative emotions.
Chudriyala da kachi mambo chego kresi. Ine da ngansho ge da dindegi chik kachi ini soso lai subo lai chadwe ne da chik dindegi chik tsama soya seyan rao. Dindegi chik kachi shu chenpo che matuba ina yang kandar ani kan tutun rao che. Dindegi chendo ni chego kresi. Tine dini maa karishya kresi na pena ngansho jidengi da mi kashi ini mi shenda da chupa jane da soso tsu subo lai tri dindegi ki ne da subo lai matun gara. Masone da anso da chik pyog lungba kashe nano na ni menin tuba shone da ngala ni subola disola chik tomba da disola ma ro tni so jo na ani dingye chik soso ko subok jenja na shi chen mela ngongres shen da kalsan ani soso pe loko ye ba ani pao na shi chen ya yin dong do chen da kalsan mi shen da da tuba chen ya ni soso ge tomba la trin da wodin de kiwa ina ya da dikko ani soso ge ni de se to ba depe me logo chimbores ko powers karsna ni ko dineche thuba jene ni kurongi dongbal thidine ngima dineche ni mission da tsu shide ya en ko chi pa ma dre ne kan da dadun sin yeres o dineche ne keje ma bo shi shi ne kan da ni so so la so bo ma dine ye ba yin na so bo jen cha na shi che dine ngong res da dine lo se yere da o dina shin che ne da so che du because kanga ma bo yere dunga ma bo yere o ti ni Sabakone kanda Chudriyaki, that chick carsani, ginger nashinchene. And chick subuk ginger nashinchene, or dichegurus. Tak dila ni sabagoina, Jevanghamiking and soke tischi, Miki was such a disoki, Namidia, digi, dunga dig toto, and mini. Ni Namidia, Mavachan was singed, Chudri because on the Kanga candy, Trebaina, or di Treba de Sabagoinshawina. Jevanghamiketa. Make your such a soak in Namindi, the dindicate and mini, and meva chanovers. Dindini, Chudria, Gachi Chedani, Dungala, Sabaguente, Ben Pendo Chimboyres.
So we need to bear with the whatever hardship, whatever effort we need to make for the Dhamma, whatever difficulty we face. And even where if we can't wash the floor with our own blood, we need basically to do it also according to our level and to however much we are able to kind of bear, and so to do that accordingly. And the as another example, there's some people who kind of show their when they fight and like a knife fight or sword fights, then they end up with like scars or wounds, and they, and especially in some parts of Tibet, the people were quite happy and proud of showing their scars on their face. They have all these scars, and so they can show that, and it's kind of a sign of how courageous they are, or they're kind of strong and they are, so they show that they have all those, you know, they have those scars and scars on their face, and they show that as a kind of a sign of how courageous they are, and talk at length about how they got, you know, they end up having this scar there, and so even though so the other one injured them, and still they stay there fighting, and were not put off by the pain or of the. And the danger of losing their life, but then still stay there and fought. So that is the kind of a thing. So there's a kind of tradition like that in some parts of Tibet of showing those kind of signs of courage. So also when we so therefore when we also kind of follow the path trying to eliminate all negative emotions. So also it is important that in the same way that we kind of bear with whatever difficulty there is, and stick with the task that we give ourselves, that is to eliminate all negative emotions.
That is one so kamba de so de ne de che tu pa ja ma ma ani tri ja re che te de jalo de wal khis na de es ten ya du cha zi re de pa o gi ta na ngong ma ni na de ya she chu na diso sa ra ni chi tri ra wo de ni ma te wa yin ta de pa अनि सोसो इनया त ng logo chimbo yin karis na ni me shenda le ngo ya gi chedo ani ma de so ten me shenda ge thonde o ko de me logo chimbo re shas ani karis na ni tomba de so ma de ni do as ni o de ni logo chi she ya gi lu sen do ten de de ni ani ko me de so ani thuba je de ani chi de le chi de ani tri chu de chamba ra chi gi sho ani chi gi se ya chi gi sho de ne chi ne da kan da ta ma de ni sozo ni cha ma shik pa da da de ne chi ni tri jare chine da tuba jengda andi na shin chine kasi ta ma shin ne da jik la ba ina ko dong ba da de zo chang ma la da tri ge ma yo ra o da chang ma pe ani jik pa wo yin bi ta la wo che ani ngom de le che gu da andi na shin ta tri de le che so so le chu je de ani na na sa da dong a yo re ina ta ti se ne an jik pa jo de da de me ba so ya la da de le che gu la de de na zo che de de da jik dong a da wo de le yong a yin ne देखो जिक छबाके तालो नेते ओदिने जिक कांग्रेस तदे तगास छि
सो देयर इज दिस दिस ट्रेडिशन दिस वे ऑफ फाइटिंग द कंपास द फ्रॉम ईस्टर्न टिबेट एंड दे डू दैट दे फाइट विद नाइव्स एंड सो when you have like scars you can show not so much in the back that it's not considered to be very good but if you can show scars you know on your like on your face there, that is kind of sign that you're a very courageous person, and then you could face, you know, the kind of the enemy and the the suffering and all that, and you had the courage to just stay there and fight. And because the way they fight in Tibet is with the knife, the kampas is like you stand quite close to each other, then the first one pulls his knife, draws his knife at you, then that's your turn, and then there's his turn again until one is dead. So that's the way to fight there. So you just stand there, and that's how you end up with a lot of scars. And so, as in this way, then so there's the whole tradition also kind of showing also, you know, scars and wounds and kind of and people going, oh, look at how many scars he has on his face. He's really courageous. He's really a strong man, and he's very courageous, and. So, and the person then, you know, put up with all the kind of suffering, because it's not kind of something quite pleasant to have, you know, draw blood from our face or have been injured by a knife, so it's quite painful. But still, they stick with it in order to be able to kill the other one. So, put up with it until they are able to kill the other one. So, in the same way, when we practice the Dharma also, then we should bear with every difficulty, and this being a kind of a sign of a genuine kind of practitioner, Dharma practitioner, of being able to put up with whatever difficulty we encounter on the path.
That's the nature of the combat. So, to be said, so so la maki yagi toshi chene da mi gi tsu tri yu di so so pa chong tsu chong mambo chena ani pe du ja tsu mi de lo ko de de ni mambo chen maki ya toshi che pa chong tsu chong ani ji tsu shu di pa zi zhuo yi na da jalo de wa le ki ra da de pe ko mi de lo ko mo de se ka dar tsu ki di ani so so la maki yagi toshi che ma sa ni ka zi ki wa yi na de se da ka zi maki yagi toshi che wa yi na o da de mi de chik logo mindu, pao mindu se, pe du che tse.
So the way to fight, so the kampa is the way they fight, is that when you fight like that with the knife, you don't try to avoid the kind of knife of the other. That's kind of that's a lack of courage, and that's how you end up with like a wound in the back. It's like when you know you try to avoid the knife, but then if you have someone who has, so that's why the wound on the back is not such a kind of scar on the back is not such a good thing to show, that that you're not very courageous basically. But then if you have all your scar on your face, like when the other goes at you with his knife and you just stay there, remain and don't try to avoid it, that's a courageous person, and so you have those, you know, nice scars you can show on your face. And as a sign of your courage, forbearance. So we'll leave it for today. And if you have some questions.
I could ask something about...
could ask. Don't.
Intelligence, but I don't think
it's could ask.
Yes, rather I would go back to the test asking about seems to be difficult for me to see samsara as suffering only. My experience is is a nice alternation of hurt, pleasure and pain.
Is it nice what?
Alternation.
Nice one.
Going back whatever. It's the only thing I know, so. Is it an exaggeration in order to get us out of here to say it's suffering only, or how to? If it's not, then how to get it? Is there a manner, some way to get it, to understand it?
The suffering.
That is only suffering. To me, seems to be an exaggeration.
Okay. So the question is that that you don't see samsara as being only suffering. It's more nice alternance of suffering and happiness. Pleasure and pain, sorry. And so when in the teaching it says that samsara is just suffering, is that just a way to kind of make us wanting to develop renunciation and wanting to get out of samsara, be free from samsara? Or is it really like that, and is there therefore a way to come to understand that?
Di ngat ni tak korwa di tene jacha jati dungen re dungen bashi re ste ngat di tena tong im du ta ngo ne tana ta ti samre tene de wa ro re tene samre tene dungen re tene so rim ba rim ba ta ta chi tena yo du ani pe tene an kar sa dungen bashi ba di ma tong im du tene ka song ju na tene te ka ni na la ko wa tene kare dungal bashik ba yimala digi ngatsu gi kyoshi ki yagi chidi de song yore ngatsu gi tarba sangi gi gopan taya gi deba shushen bo ki yagi chidi lagi dore mato ani ngone danda maimba tene ngone ina tene ngatsu ta dungal bashik ba yimba tene ngone yimbala kandes ko tures ta otene tene sumshu da otene kandes tap da kai yo is kwagi yagi chi
dungan bashi des chidang ge dewa tsa ni yo mar shi yo mar ka san an so ge nin kwa si ni de la chidang dunga re ine ya dewa yo re dewa de sa che ge dewa dewa yo re ta sa che ge dewa re dewa sa che ge dewa de ten bo yo mar ko ka san ani sa che ge dewa tan da sa che ge dewa de tama kar cha gor san ने को दुंगा क्रांशी दुंगा क्रांशी छगुर मा तो साजिक देवा दे टेंपो छने को धिने छने दा ये मारे देना शिन छने दा कोला साजिक देवा ता दुंगा नी नानी सुख खंदे इच्छा होय रसन दुंगा दे सुख छे करे देवा दे तेस योरे दीने या को दे टेंपो मे बचे कोन जुन रो दे गांदा दुंगा क्रांशी छन रो ओ दिने छे पेन मा सो करे छा वसन तांदा जी खला शिंबो जी साजा होय ना दे देवा रे इने या ता दिन दीगे ने lāngrō mācchūwa yīna, dī sācāvī shūgōla āni kālā dī sūpōla māntrū nē tā trūgō nāyā dīngā kī dūngā chākūnta o dīngā rā wacchī nē kā, āndār dēwā dī kō tēmbō mē wacchī nē dūngā kī rāshī nē nchū chōchō nē, o dīngā chī chākūrās dī yīndī dī nē kōwā dī dūngā kī rāshī, dūngā mbāshī bās xie go res. Ani dewa yodo yore yine dewa de tempo meba tam, shu chunju, meba chunju.
So when we say that the samsara is only suffering, it's just suffering, bashikpa is only suffering. Yet we don't say that there's no pleasure in samsara. And there is a certain kind of a pleasure there, but there is a defiled kind of a pleasure. There is a pleasure that is impermanent by nature. At some point it will turn into suffering. That is, if you take an example, if you eat, you go to a restaurant, very good food, you really enjoy it, that's pleasure. But then, there's something in the food that was not so nice, and you end up with a kind of stomach problem. That is suffering. So, whatever, there is a certain amount of pleasure, and maybe at some point now we feel that the kind of there's a bit more pleasure than suffering or than the pain at the moment. But still, whatever pleasure there is in the samsara is this impermanent kind of suffering, this defiled kind of suffering that will turn into suffering sooner or later. Defiled kind of pleasure that will turn into pain.
By the same rationale, we could say any pain would eventually turn into suffering. Every suffering would eventually turn into happiness because it's impermanent. It's just a question to wait.
Tene tandala na ya tene ngas tene ya un dungal tamche tene mita ba yindu tene dewa di tu chagar wal. Tandala na
du. Ale dunga di ya dewa le kadi na chaye mar. Kharis na ko ani chik dunga sinye de khane dawis chagar sana anzo keji ke ani joan ro shangda pene dewa de ko tanda dewa yena ya ani di tes chele chik dewa de ani mewa chane chik dunga ranshin khile ngda ta dunga de ani chik konjur ne ta dewa la chik chaya ra wotin re yore sana ta di ko dunga de gi dewa chaya yore sana kadi yoyo mar ta kare chagar sana anzo dewa de tegara dunga chagar shiga mar dewa de ko tempo mewa chik Manung Ravasana, could deva the new and all. Nasa, Jurinetini, Karechan Rosana, Dunga Chadigur. The Dunga de Mevachanich, deva la Yurmonea Sianch, Koali Matak Pataganda, Diumaras. Co Metava Tegana, Kichi Kichi in Joando de Tegana, co Dunga Chadigur. Journey. Kichi Kichi in Jurdinita, Manzo Kichi Kichi Chegur, Pena Sego Chick Toddy, and a Kichi Trujitamba Droja, Tin Droshaya de Kanda, Dunga. Carson called Parin Beshin and Juni, and his cheek shined the shin and Juni and Beshin, the Meva child and near and Rochagora. Then I see ya, Gengo child and near and Dogore, and then I see Nasa disotama yada, then so Kiji Kiji can join Rochagora. What did Kanda Dungares? Dunga said it in Elishu. Conjugar Dunga dea, Kokiji Kiji can join Dogore, in a thin Joando dea, Tigaranko, Dunga. Juvi Dunga's Shingo.
And they were Kiji Kiji, the Joado de, and in Dunga de.
Dunga Ranjin, Lendo Ranjinki. Dung, Dewa Kron Ranjinki Dungas Shingda, Carson, Dewa the Cotembo Yamar, Kiji, Kiji Metaba, Judegra, who didn't Judea Tigara Dunga Chadur, Dindi, Sachi, Dewa Kronk, Mode, Dunga Redere, and Dindi, that Koa Dungas did it in Dendo.
Dewa Giranshin Dunga.
Mazus Koyuki Dewa de Sachik Devara, Sachiki Dewa de Mode, Dungares, Carson. More kichi kichi ki metaba judegora. Udi metaba judea tegara dungas. Metaba kron dungas shemda. Mazo kichi kichi ki ni midi chinji chede as do odi dungares.
It's not the case that the pleasure will turn into that pain will turn into pleasure. That if you have like of course pain also is impermanent, suffering is impermanent, being a compounded phenomena, it's impermanent. But it is not the case that when, you know, the suffering is kind of disappearing then, or that this particular suffering is kind of come to an end because it is impermanent, then it turns into happiness or it turns into pleasure. Thing is that pleasure, being a defiled phenomena, whatever pleasure there is in samsara is a defiled kind of phenomena, which is by nature suffering. It is the nature of samsara. The whole nature of samsara is suffering by nature. And if we look, it is impermanent.
by nature, this pleasure that there is. And being impermanent, it changes instant by instant. There's this change that occurs. And this change that occurs instant by instant is its very nature of suffering. Because of being impermanent, changing instant by instant, this pleasurable, this pleasure or this happiness, then it is by nature suffering. That is how. So whenever every instant then this impermanent changes, this pleasure that is impermanent, then change instant by instant, where we take a 1/60th of a finger snap, that every single instant that it changes. And so it is changing into the nature of suffering. It is by nature suffering. It is by nature samsara. And for example, if we take the now we are changing instant by instant, going towards old age and sickness. Instant by instant, this is something that because of those changes that happen, that occur every single instant, then we're drawing towards the sufferings of old age and death and sickness. You're right.
We're referring to this at the moment, for example, if you don't have pain in your stomach, then you get pain, and then afterwards, when it's gone again, you appreciate the normal feeling more. So somehow there's a kind of pleasure. So how?
From pain. From pain.
No, not from pain, but rather for a situation which is which was kind of the same as before, but because you have more appreciation, because you have experienced the opposite or a different kind, a worse state, you appreciate it, and so there is more happiness. Is this... Can you call that happiness? I mean,
what's the question?
How is this kind of from going from a worse state to a better state? How is it explained in terms of pleasure in the Dharma, or in terms of pleasure in pain?
Going from a worse state to a better state,
yeah.
Is
with less suffering,
and then,
it's some kind of happiness.
Is that a statement or a question?
Yeah, I wonder how
is
it explained.
Is all progressive there's also pain you can't experience because you're no longer being.
Maybe I'll let you reflect a little bit. I think you had a question and something you want to ask it. You don't want to ask it. No?
No, you answered.
Okay. For this one. No? Paloma?
At the beginning of the confession chapter.
After?
At the beginning of the confession chapter. The Nagarjuna is quoted saying that bodhicitta arises from accumulation of merit. And then the asanga says it arises from appearing in the mind. Does, are the two accumulations, merit and wisdom, needed to arouse bodhicitta, or just merit?
So at the beginning of the confession chapter, it says that Nagarjuna said that in order to give rise to bodhicitta, then you need to accumulate merit. Did he mean merit and wisdom, or just accumulation of merit is accumulation of merit enough for rising bodhicitta? The Shabbat Leo, Chanshu Senbeke, Kiyagi Chidila, Sonam Sawares. Sonam Sawares, from the Kaulatene, Sonam Tan Yeshi Nika Kogores, Sonam Chibutene Kogores. Pichetan Tok Sawares, the condition.
The Sonam Sawares, Yeshi the God.
chidang tang mo diyan tani chanshu sab kya la sonam tang yishin nika te sabo res sonam chigo sana tiki res
ane ta nganso chanshu ki sen tangpo tsani mache ge den la chewa cheba la ta karago zana ane zo nganso tso nyi ra sonam ki tso de yishik tso si di nyi ki nani ta sonam ki tso de tso nro wache
naso?
Kanyi sana ane yishik tso de des chik nga la sonam ki tso de des maa tsa maa sana yishik tso de ane che tu goya ma 그래서 예식이 초대 제도가 있는데 최대서 참 담에 또비게 러시안라고다. 즉 진바단이 되는 즉 세난라고다. 땅사게 유대서 참 란식매가 또 되니 뭐 되게 지용해라. 근데 딩은 소속이 되는 선한 게 저 따직 제반배야다 찾아야다. 되나 신체네다. 즉 딩력이 쓰는 게 소된이 마못 여라 진바단이라고 되네. 어디서 제월했어. 그야 단 인자 고그래 이네. 담보 원소에는 쓰는 게 초대 휴지 뭐 싸고 있나 신기 예시의 그 초대한 제거를 되는 전주 선대한 제거를
So basically in order to give rise to bodhicitta you need the two accumulations the accumulation of merit and the accumulation of wisdom however at the beginning it is mostly the accumulation of merit as we start it is mostly the accumulation of merit because The accumulation of wisdom is, so it is when seeing like a selflessness, when, for example, when practicing generosity, seeing that the avaricious kind of thoughts, that the person to whom we are giving and so on, all those aspects are devoid of any inherent existence, seeing that is the accumulation of wisdom. But to accumulate wisdom, then the accumulation of wisdom is quite difficult at the beginning. It is on the basis of accumulating merit then the accumulation of wisdom can come about. We can start to see selflessness based on having accumulated merit. So that's why at the beginning, even though so both accumulation of merit and accumulation of wisdom are both required in order to give rise to bodhicitta, at the beginning we focus mostly on the accumulation of merit.
So, koa de ni, dunga kirashi, dunga bashi, ni, chi yin samare sanzage, lot chagda, deko, da kaya marakarsan, so, koa de dunga kirashi, ba hamagone, and dila, chick, yin jung singe, tip under lot gemado, ani tandabado, yani under the niche cobras shagda. That tanda tis, chick koa de pache, da dunga kirashi, and dewa tadum chick never maritim. This Yarunda. Rimbation, diggers, and call the money, don't go crunchy, don't bash races. Benna Dilla any drew in this two eating, soja, the comba coin, and didn't know the tavaina. That dunger mother can that they were kitchen lingmar, carson, that dig so jagged, training chicken jigadig. Jagger, what didn't I shinchin? That day goes to the bear, a watch has her conda, chick bear chubayabo. Tanda tis chick.
It's true when we say that samsara is just suffering, it's just it's only suffering. That but sometimes we don't really kind of you know see that and we consider that actually we see that there's a certain amount of pleasure. In the life we live in samsara, and that is a kind of a, but it's not something that we can go by or that we can say, well, that is how it is, because it is because of that, because of this attachment that we had for samsara and for this kind of pleasurable, what we consider the pleasurable aspect of samsara, that we've been continuously circling in samsara, suffering again and again. So we can't really go by that, and. Even when we start to practice the Dharma, to follow the teachings, and then we start to see, even though we hear that you know samsara is just suffering, then there's still a kind of part of us to say, well, yeah, but there is this aspect which is, you know, it's pleasurable, it's not, you know, there's still this little kind of aspect we can still hold on to, like we don't completely give up fully the samsara. And it is only when we realize that samsara is just suffering, it's only suffering, that we'll have this strong renunciation, that would and that we would really, then at that point, that would be good, we would be a good Dharma practitioner at that point, when we reach that point. And that is like again, like the example of if you're like in a room just with like a venomous serpent, snakes, just you and the snakes in the room, and it's just, there's not a single moment of happiness in there. It's just all the time you're just scared that they're going to bite you, and then when they do bite you, you suffer from that. So it is the same with the samsara. So that kind of understanding, slowly we develop, but most of the time we still have those kind of aspects, those parts that we say, yeah, that is pleasurable, that is a good thing, and we can still hold on to that. Ian?
Suffering themselves are not, like, happiness is not the cause of suffering inherently, and suffering is not the, you know, the cause of more suffering, but it's the attachment and the aversion that are the causes. I mean, it would be true to say that happiness and suffering just on their own are, I mean, they're karmic fruits, they're neutral. But it's because we have attachment to the happiness that it causes suffering, or aversion to suffering causes more suffering. I mean,
I just want to check if that's correct or not. Maybe I'll give it a try. So is it true that happiness is not the source of suffering, and that suffering is not like the cause of happiness, but then actually they are just karmic results, so in that sense they are just neutral. And but then the actual cause of suffering is negative emotions such as desire and so on.
Thing is, the wa de dungel gi ju ma imba ta dungel de wa gi ju ma imba de lam na tene jigiru es konzo tene chikan le ye namin gi jibu yindu kawla tene konzo gi lumma tende chagiru as ane yang Ta dunia gigi mana tanah tu ni, tetapi sih nanti mungkin ni nyomong pada suarez. Nain di sambal tu ni konsepi, tu ni dewa ke dunia gigi mana yang batang? Ani dunia gigi, dewa gigi mana res dalam nanti
digel. Digel. Ina yang konsepi dewa dia ni, kiji kau tempo yang mana nyuruh dia tu ni degi jela kanda dunia gigi mana res sehingga, dina yang lewat cerai mana. Dewa di kijucine dungan jumuris ti segamur. Dewa di kanda juni kanda di kijun di tan junro di kau dungan rancing kili aja doa. O dini dahus segamur. Mata cik dewa dungan kijucine. Dungan kij dewa kijucine was ti mara. Dewa tu dungan kijude gawa tu megi wara kau nami kijin travel. O lumba tenre lumba tenre travel senda cing cing tu gamara. Ina ya tan ganso cik tanda laya nasi cene. Pena cik Kala saya ki pe kala shimbo saya de deware ina ya digi talako ani dunga ji yung da karsan drago na so in tambo ani be kala digi saya de pe dewan ro ji re ina ya ko de dewa de jin ru ma de ni dik tal ani dunga ji yung da o de ne ji dewa de ko tembo ya mar jun re dik tal dunga ran shin ki ko le de ni
so yeah you can say in the like that it's not that happiness is the cause of suffering is that it's not like the direct cause of suffering, it's not the but it is happiness being kind of impermanent, then the next instant you have suffering, this kind of a nature of suffering kind of manifest then so being karmic results, the happiness and suffering, then they are neutral, karmic results are neutral and do not yield new results. So in that sense, and it is just so the this process of the of change, because this happiness there is this impermanent changes, then next instant then you find yourself with this suffering by nature of the samsara. Question. Bill.
This might be more of a translation question, but I don't think there's if you look at the clash or the mind poison of aversion, I think that it would, to me, my understanding is that's that thought pattern. It's kind of, it's a resistance, so it's a process of thinking of the mind. But if you consider when, in English, when we talk about emotions, like if I think of getting angry, I think most people, you think of like, you know, the blood, you know, flowing, like, and you're burning, and it's a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So like in Tibetan, is there different terms for this?
Here we're talking about mind. When we talk about negative emotions in Tibet, in Buddhism,
uh-huh,
it's the mind. Could have side effects, but
other terms to describe the side effects,
like the blood flowing, side effects.
What do you, I mean, inside of you, rising.
I mean, feeling is mind, no?
What's that?
Feeling is mind. It's also a thought. Feeling is a thought. A stone doesn't have feelings, does it?
You mean the physical side effect of being angry?
Yeah,
but
it's kind of like
getting heated.
Physical
sensations.
I don't know,
getting
one.
Maybe I can attach
something, because it's...
fine.
I mean, it is quite difficult to be aware. I mean, for me, it's impossible to be aware of an emotion without a kind of a bodily feedback. I mean, I wouldn't know I'm angry if I didn't have any feeling. Where do I know? Where do I look? There's nothing to look in there. So,
is your body angry?
How does...
Do you have a... Yeah, do we have a question? Yeah, I think we have a question.
Anger.
Can you phrase the question? What's that?
Like a bardo person feel anger.
Could
a
body.
Hands up in the air.
Could a bardo body.
So, do you have a... Can we phrase a question? I think we have a question here. Can we try to phrase?
That would be an interesting way to... You know,
never thought about it.
Yeah. Someone who's in a bardo. If you're in a bardo.
Can you put that together? Can you help me with the? I'm not very clear about the difference between the feeling and the thought. So I can ask.
Wasn't the original question, are there separate terms in Tibetan for the thought patterns and the physical experience that goes with those thought patterns? The thought pattern of anger and the physical experience that goes with it.
I don't understand.
So you have aversion to somebody, this aversion triggers the heart frequency to go up, your blood pressure is rising, there's a burning sensation in the stomach, you know, if you kind of unwell.
Yeah, so you just said it's completely different terms for those different things. What was the question? Stomach burning is not a thought.
Uh-huh.
It's a stomach burning. I mean, what's the question that...
Does it
acknowledge
that they always go together?
Yeah, but
I'm just
what? So that's my
okay.
The physical.
Maybe if we say aversion is the cause, it's the thought. So is there a for the result? Is there a like the physical, the result in physical sensations? Is there one term for that?
Yes. Well, if I have to ask the question, then it's not the time to
we can describe it. And if they have for the soul set of thing, the new body, it has a word for it.
Do the Tibetans use examples like this to describe how they feel when they get physical, or examples referring to physical sensations?
Do you use them?
Yeah.
You say I'm angry, and you don't say, "Oh, my stomach burns, or my heart goes faster." That's what I'm saying. You don't say it.
What are we talking about? What's the point of the question, and what's the?
I mean, you've already answered a big part of the question by just just saying it's part of, you know, it's a mental process.
What's a mental process in English? Was physical side effect?
In English, for most people, when you talk about emotions, it's the feelings, it's the physical sensations, it's not.
Maybe just a comparison with Western. No,
if you have stomach
burning, you have a strong separation with your.
You could just have better stomach.
Mind and people call emotion. So I guess there's a debate whether the aspect that Westerns call emotion is specifically acknowledged in the development.
I feel that
his friends
not
don't know anything about emotion.
Or about mine. I mean the problem why I don't know, maybe you can, I don't know if you can put it in Tibetan, but I can't really put it in Tibetan. That's a, I feel it comes from the fact that there's matter and mind. And so if I try to talk about you try to find something in between matter and mind, or on the one level you have a physical interaction that is physical, and on the other level you have a cognition process which is either anger itself or feeling whatever. If your stomach is burning, that happens on the physical level, but your awareness of it is, so the sensation is something mental. So among the five aggregates, you have the first aggregate is the aggregate of form, so that's where the kind of you could call it chemical reaction happens, and then your awareness of it, that's the second aggregate, which is the aggregate of sensation, which is being aware of something pleasurable or unpleasurable or something like that, or the third, which is perception of a particular phenomena. So that is at the level of the mind, because again, a stone doesn't have its stomach burning, so it's the mind that is aware of it. So when you have a sensation, that's the mind. And it's not matter. And that's the two distinctions there is. And so that's why I don't see how I can ask your question unless
I think
you clarify,
if,
you know,
question, if in Tibetan this word for anger, the sensation of anger,
does
include the physical thing?
That's a good question.
Does include the
Do you want to give it more thought and maybe ask tomorrow? Is that okay?
I mean, or Stefan, maybe Stefan's phrasing, when you talk about anger in Tibetan, does that include like the physical sensations,
like the effects?
Or maybe we just think about
thanks, Stefan.
From the heartbeat, of burning stomach, of high blood pressure,
maybe
we heat it up. Is it included in anger, in the Tibetan understanding of the word?
Just, I can ask that, but I can, just personally, what's the point of asking that? What does it clarify?
In English, it is included.
I think it's more a translation question, so I'm just trying to clarify.
Because in English, Americans associate that with anger, the whole bodily thing with it.
So, shall I ask that? Chik sem gi cha dhawa dhan, tene zubo gi tsorwa ni gi tene dhawa tene yewa di shaagi dhawa ani kondro la na tene chik yore di yinji gi enga se de di la tene nika zi zugi dhus pege todu ya, nika zugi dhu es tene na kondro la na tene nika tene zubo yang gi tsorwa di zawa dhan man dhawa dhawa koko res sami chibo
control lana chidang yeng zo sena gogo la de control se de de to ko chirang le de na zo control se de an chon de kwae jing do de to chirang le ine de gi den dang ma control la den dang ma de kare sena ngan zo gi mi shen da ji gi chu du ja ji lo de la sa ji sena lo la ma de ni ji jing da o de le control se anti kotta chi chowa yare sen yare chowa singin de kanda sen rara sen rane wa din din kono singin de kanda chi chi bula ma yin ba mon zo ge ne sen la jimmy shanda jik pe duja ji laya dan an dina ji shuk jimbo ji shiba yin nying na jik da zhene kore jik pa jik nyo singin long rabu jeng da shuk jimbo ji odi la kongru si
so anger or the kongru the term what we call anger is that is when someone for example tells you something that you don't like and you have this kind of thoughts or you really don't like it. There's this kind of thought, there's this kind of sensation there, something that arises in your mind. And also, so, and if you talk about whatever sensation you have, the kind of heat in your stomach or whatever of heat, well, heat is not anger, because you can have heat without anger. So, and anyway, whatever sensation there is, that is on the level of mind also. So it's mind. So what we call anger is that kind of really not liking this kind of feeling or really not liking, disliking something and the kind of, you know, that surges.
Bill. I think I have a better way. So, but before, if you use that example, before someone said something I don't like, I have to have something in my mind stream, right? I think the pleasure already has to be there. Like there already has to be aversion in my mind stream. Because if I purify my mind with attachment and aversion, then whatever anyone says, I'm not going to react. So there's two things. There's the aversion that's there, and then there's the rising. Does that make sense?
The tendency and the actual manifestation.
Sure, the tendency and the manifestation.
Yeah, that's true.
So are there separate terms for that?
It's like the seed of anger and the actual anger. I mean, if you hit me with a stone, and I don't have the seed of anger, I don't react. But if I react, that reaction is anger. So are there two different words for this? I guess a supplement or something like that. Seed of anger.
That's my job to repeat the question. So is there two words for the seed of anger that is in the mainstream and the actual anger?
Control yang tu nengah suka control sana macam ni cik la tuk cak cak lah yang tu nengah suka control sana control sana di kalau tu nengah suka kecik dila kecik tangbo dila tu nengah suka tu nih sem nong tu nih control ki seven dah tu yoga lah control ki seven mana tu nengah suka bet tu nih control ki seven mah bet pan tu nih suka jadi dah bayar nanti nih control saya malah ada nih yang tu nih control ki seven ni goro lah control ki seven tang ani control lah 직가가 여러 개 있어.
콘도가 사변다 콘도니.
어.
직가.
어. 제가 뒤에.
내도 너. 콘도가 사변세리 그 사변세야 시대다.
Yes. One is called the seed of anger, and the other one is called the anger.
So is that when we talk about the pleasures, the pleasure of anger, are we talking about the seed or are we talking about the anger?
컨트롤이 너무 빨리 개체시데 사분기 개체래스 컨트롤한게 롱요게 데다 그거래스.
네 말해 컨트롤 사분세디 지단계에다 직 가르스나니
박사다.
컨트롤 바샤 야 디카나 야 라운치 라우치. 그디 등은 속이 지셰바 근시생이 되기 때문에 녀몬도 속이 단다 녀몬도 속 휴전 보면은 그디서 야 제쳐줘 그지 자완라고 지 대지 신라고 지 안디가라 컨트롤하고 됐든 디야 휴체로 차고 안디가는 녀 보면은 디야 자완이 그런 매바소면은 안디가라 파티 스치 뉴뉴라고 차는 거래 자니 매바소지는 디가는 여태야게 지 야 제서기 신라고 지라 디 상마 소지 디 매바소스는 디가라 야 단다 현재에 제메라 어디는 시죠. 인주 그런 데랑 뉴모레 이내한테 띠고 니바추 마도 야마라 콘도 사벤세 띠가나니 콘도체데 디에 체르잖아. 휴체르잖아.
So the tendency of anger is like the kind of when you're about to get angry or there's this kind of potential for being exasperated or being angry at something that kind of tendency that is there. But then if you purify that, if you completely purify your mind of that, then anger won't be able to arise because there's not like the seeds there for growing. And of course it is also the negative emotions. a negative emotion or klesha, as you call it, it is. But it is in a, doesn't have the same kind of a potential strength. It's just a kind of a less strength, but it's still it's a negative emotions or a klesha, whatever you like, or mental affliction. Or
so the mental affliction is when it's manifesting. That's the anger.
No, both.
The klesha of anger is the anger itself. It's not the tendency.
No, it's both. Both are. Tendency is when it's small, it's very small.
Okay.
It's there, laying, and it's very small. So it's still one, but it doesn't have the same potency.
Okay.
That's the difference of
size,
if you want.
Okay.
No.
But I think what we really want to purify is the tendency.
But you want to purify all of them, all the kleshas, whether they are big or small.
If you're about to kiss somebody, go for the big one first.
Special menu.
Senam de